let me see you go, Brenda. Girl, a t-shirt, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that, though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, girl, Alicia, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Sean, go, Ness, go, Alicia.
Hot 103 Jam.
Yeah, I mean, we just hung around. I think that's the biggest thing. The defense kept us in the game. Our offense, we didn't play our best football. And I think the defense, that was huge for them to keep us in that game, make some plays, get points on the board, and just give us a chance. And I think with a young defense like that, to see that this early in the season, I think that's going to carry us the rest of the way.
That was the voice of quarterback Patrick Mahomes after a riveting victory on Amazon Prime's premiere of Thursday Night Football. An electric atmosphere. We could feel it through the TV at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Woo-wee, the Chiefs definitely brought it. The pageantry, the paint on the field, which was one of my favorite things about yesterday. I know y'all thinking, like, Brian, that's a little weird. But I've always loved the environment of football, the colors, the atmosphere, the flyover. Us crazy fans of Chiefs Kingdom, the tailgate smoke. And it was star-studded, too. Jeff Bezos? I don't know if Arrowhead has seen that much money in the building before. Jaleel White was there. What the hell was Urkel doing at Arrowhead?
I feel right at home. Did I do that?
You know, the commissioner of the league, Roger Goodell, was in attendance as well. Yo, Kansas City really did the fool with the premiere of Amazon Thursday Night Football. Also, shout out to Amazon for having their pre-tailgate party. Had a chance to link up with some folks there. Man, yesterday was really a joyous time. And then the Chiefs with a comeback victory to really put the icing on the cake. We're going to dig into the game a little later on. But coming up in the shade, Omarion opens up about one of his B2K members and his baby mama.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
624 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Sunny skies. Right now, you are clear as 66 in Overland Park. Cardi B pleaded guilty yesterday to two misdemeanor charges for her role in the 2018 bottle-throwing incident at a Queens strip club. According to TMZ, as part of her plea, Cardi has agreed to 15 days of community service. So don't judge Cardi if you see her on the side of 71 picking up some of that trash.
Ew.
If she fails to complete the community service, she'll have to serve 15 days in jail. During an interview, Omarion opened up about Lil Fizz dating his ex, April Jones.
It really turned up my unbothered because I knew that what he was doing was on purpose. And it didn't really prove anything. At the end of the day, you know, you have to recognize that people make their own choices. And most of the time, it don't even have nothing to do with you. He made that choice, and I don't think it was a smart choice.
What about her? Did you ever feel like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, you know, I asked that question, you know, many times. From her perspective, someone that's hurt, hurt people. Some people just take it to another level. She definitely took it to a whole nother level.
All the transfers of DNA and the backstabbing, I can't get with that type of stuff. Keep that type of drama from around me.
He ain't lying.
And Sony has released the first trailer for the I Wanna Dance With Somebody, the biopic about the life and times of Whitney Houston. Looks good.
Special guest in the audience tonight, legendary record executive, Mr. Clive Davis.
There's a boy I know.
What's your name again?
Whitney Elizabeth Houston. My dream, sing what I want to sing, be how I want to be. Reach as big an audience as I can.
A common criticism of you, your music isn't black enough.
Look, I don't know how to sing black, and I don't know how to sing white either. I know how to sing.
Woo!
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jam.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Be thankful that there are lots of things you can forget to be thankful for. Be thankful that you are able to take so much for granted. Then see how many of those things you can bring to mind. Experience how good it is to feel renewed gratitude for them. The problems and shortcomings, disappointments, and obstacles demand your attention. Yet your underlying good fortune mostly continues to hold up, even when you ignore it. When you think about it, that's pretty amazing. So remind yourself to think about it a little more. There's value in putting your life into better context and recognizing the goodness that undergirds all you do. When you appreciate all you have, you gain the ability to get more out of it, along with the confidence and courage to do so. Gratitude provides you with a customized connection to your possibilities and to the power of your underlying good fortune. Make that connection and keep it strong. Growth looks good on you. That's your Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind. What up, Max Soft? 654 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Right now, you're a clear 54 in KCK. This week's feature school is Dobbs Elementary. And today's teacher of the day is Mrs. Deborah Townsend-Jones, who teaches second grade and been in education for over 40 years. She chooses education because she wants to be the one who has to set good examples for students to follow by modeling effective communication, respect, sharing, and positivity. Her favorite quote to her kids are, "You are capable. Nothing is impossible. Today, who will try?" And Mrs. Townsend-Jones' song to get her going is "Take Me to the King" by Kirk Franklin. Take a bow, Mrs. Deborah Townsend-Jones. You are the Morning Grind Teacher of the Day. Always taking the time to salute our educators, providing a future for our youth.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
While we were preparing to watch our Kansas City Chiefs smack up the Chargers last night, a former Kansas City, Kansas detective, Roger Golubsky, was indicted on 6 federal counts of deprivation of civil rights for allegedly sexually assaulting 2 women multiple times from 1998 to 2002. The indictment accuses Golubsky of willfully depriving the women of their rights. His conduct included aggravated sexual abuse, sexual assault, and kidnapping, according to court documents. And one of the alleged victims of Roger Golubsky says that she's relieved over his arrest.
It makes me feel good. It makes me feel relieved. I thought he was investigating, telling me, gonna tell me something. And he ended up raping me. I couldn't stand law enforcement. I get nervous even over here. I get nervous when the police ride up beside me, behind me. You know, I just get real, real nervous. You thought you was gonna get away, but you didn't.
What a disgusting animal. We will have more on this story next week, most certainly, on The Morning Grind.
Now, it's time for the Sheed.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
723 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Sunny skies. Right now, you're nice and pleasant and clear at 63 in Independence. In new court documents, the siblings that have filed a lawsuit against Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears for a skit that they were involved in as minors entitled Through a Pedophile's Eyes are looking to discuss a settlement. According to sources, John and Jane Doe say that they are interested in discussing a settlement, but after reaching out to the actors' legal teams, there hasn't been a response. They also claim that although they're being ignored, Haddish and Spears, quote, have instead chosen to reach out to my mother to get her to force my brother and me to settle, end quote. Jane added that she contacted Haddis's attorney to discuss the terms of mediation, which include the actress paying for the sit-down that, quote, must take place in Las Vegas within the next 2 weeks, end quote. If mediation results in a finalized settlement, Jane requested that Haddis walk back on her statement about the lawsuit being rooted in extortion. Jane also wants a public apology from Haddis as well. CNBC scored an exclusive interview with Kanye West about dropping out of his deal with Gap to design and sell streetwear fashion with them. Here's Kanye breaking down his issues with Gap and their pricing structure.
And I always talk to them about doing products for $20, like the best product in the world, designed at the same level of the top fashion houses in the world at $20 for the people. We designed an entire collection and I wasn't able to set the actual price that I wanted for this collection. And then they actually took one of the shirts and sold it for $19. Priced myself at like $200 and above their whole price point normally.
Do you think that Gap can ever sort of regain its cool again?
They only have one opportunity to be able to be a big player. What do you think it is? And they have one individual on the planet that could save the Gap. I'm asking you, who do you think it is? Sometimes the answer is sitting right in front of you.
A lot of potential in this deal, but it sounds like you're terminating.
Well, don't bring a leader in and have them not lead. Why, you know, why would I argue with people who are getting paid by the Gap? I'm sorry, you know, I'm not going to argue with people that are broker than me about money.
This dude is insane. He meant every word of that, including that last part about the money.
Making that real.
He's the same dude who said he ain't used cash in about 4 years to be that rich.
Me and Snoop had our little issue, and then when that thing happened with Dre, the brain aneurysm, and we were like, bro, this is stupid. This is stupid as hell to be feuding right now. So I don't remember if I called him or he called me. I can't remember, but we talked it out, which I explained to him. Like, I'm like, bro, Doggy Style changed my life.
I had no clue that Snoop Dogg and Eminem was beefing. You calm all that down, Marshall. You still ain't invited to the barbecue.
I bet a lot of people saying he ain't lying.
How about those cheese?
Hot 103 Jams.
GEHA Field was rocking last night for the premiere of Amazon's Thursday Night Prime Football, whatever they call it. Ron the Show Hughley, you're not good with names either. How you feeling this morning?
I know I can call it Arrowhead. Is that what we do it now? We go. You got so big time speed that you going with the GEA, man. It's Arrowhead. Just from the TV part of it. It was like old Arrowhead. You could hear Arrowhead made a difference, especially in that fourth quarter when that defense needed to perform. That crowd was right there. So shout out to all y'all who went out to this game. I know many of y'all listening, driving into work, was out there last night.
That fourth quarter with the defense, the young guns stepped up and they delivered in a big way. Jalen Watson, he was at Wendy's making 4-4-4s 3 years ago. Now he's returning pick sixes against one of the best quarterbacks in the league in a prime game, Ron.
I thought coming into this game, this Chargers defense is better than it has been before. Like, this could be a major issue in this game for the Chiefs. But, man, we walk out of the game. The Chiefs defense is the talking point. The Chiefs defense is why they won this game. They scored a touchdown at the end. But to hold that offense to 17 points, and you was watching it, it didn't feel like it was going to be that way early. Early, it felt like the Chargers were going to go up and down the field and do whatever they wanted. But Chris Jones stepped up and became dominant for about 15 minutes in that game. And then a young kid, man, shout out to him, man. I know you said he was at Wendy. I see him as somebody who was over there killing them Dave's doubles, not really on the fries. But they were really trying to take advantage of him. And he came back, stayed in the game, kept his head in the game, and made the biggest play of the game, man. It was really, really encouraging to see.
Yeah, Mike Williams always seems to kill the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Didn't quite get the job done this time. Talk about Justin Herbert and his moxie and his toughness to come back. What seems to be, well, it looked like broken ribs to me, Ron.
Yeah. I thought they should have got him out of there, man. He had to go sit on the toilet at one point. Like, he couldn't even move. Like, he was just straight up like he couldn't move. Listen, that kid's not going anywhere. It's going to be fun to watch him. I don't know about you. I felt like the Chiefs rolled out maybe a C-plus game.
Yeah.
Maybe a B-minus game against a team that many people have said will come and win the AFC West this year. could represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, and they played their C game.
Before I let you go, my can't get right last night was L'Jarius Sneed. He kept missing tackles, dog.
Yeah, he played his heart out. Hell, I mean, that Mike Williams, man, that's like somebody's father out here just playing as big as he is. How about mine, though? How about Clyde? Clyde got right, didn't he?
He did.
I said it was going to be Clyde. Listen, we can't go any further without just saying, listen, you have a guy that can just go put the team on his back and just go make plays. Like, Patrick Mahomes is just, I'm not used to it. I still have nightmares about Steve Bono and Elvis Gerback. But to understand that you got to do, finally, in that jersey that just says, hey, guys, I got it. I mean, we don't have to be perfect tonight, but I'll just go out and make plays when I need to. It's still something for me to get used to.
It's definitely a good feeling. Ron, we'll holler at you next Friday as we'll try to go 3-0 against these Indianapolis Colts. I appreciate you, dog.
All right, man.
You can check out Ron the Show Hughley on arrowheadpride.com for his podcast, Show and BK.
You are listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
If you're from Kansas City, you know that we got a treasure chest of talent here in the town. And sometimes it's hard to keep up. Sometimes it might not even be on your radar, but guess what? On this segment called KC Cookers, I'ma get you hip. So we're gonna shine a light on some of the most talented folks in KC, and I wanna introduce to you a young man who's been holding it down for a few years now. Very talented young brother from KC. His name is Kai Colors, and he knows that KC like to step. This one is called Come Back Home. You're gonna be going to YouTube and Shazam after this. Turn your radios up, KC. Kai Colors on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams, KC Cookers.
Shut up, hey, Ryan.
She be like, talk to me, baby. Me on my mattress, but I be out in traffic. I ain't got time, I'm a dog in the day. I'm worried about this back end, but I'ma break your back end. Told me hit her on the sneeze, so I can't take her on no dates. Cause a nigga know my face. On the snap, she always singing my song. Keep her company at times, you tell her leave him alone. I'm a Mac, I'm a player, I'm a motherfucking pimp. I'm cut though, colors, not no motherfucking simp. On my espionage, I heard a garage. I hop at the quick slit on my then I ran through the side. Then he find out what we done did and he better not hit my line. But she do it cause he do it all the time. That's why she saying, talk to me, babe. Me on my mattress, but I be out in traffic. I ain't got time, I'm a dog in the day. I'm worried about this back end, but I'ma break your back end.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Donald Trump warned that if he were indicted on a charge of mishandling classified documents after leaving the White House, I'll just let him say it. I don't even want to get into it.
You know the old saying, a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if they want to. I'm just asking, if there is such a prosecutor and they indict you, would that deter you from running for president again?
I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it. And as you know, if a thing like that happened, I would have no prohibition against running. You know that. You've already
I do. And that's what I want people to understand. That would not take you out of the arena.
It would not. But I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it. They will not sit still and stand for this ultimate of hoaxes.
I don't know, y'all. 2024 already looks exhausting. And to me, in my opinion, this is just me, that sounds like a clear threat. It sounds like January 6th all over again. If you're not registered to vote, go handle that now. And don't forget to handle your voter ID business as well.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for
birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to our dedicated, perfectionist, inefficient Virgos. Happy birthday, y'all!
Hey!
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Today is Nick Jonas's 30th birthday. Ex-husband of J-Lo, Mark Anthony, turns 54 today. Metro Boomin, this is his 29th birthday. Happy 36th birthday to Kyla Pratt. Happy 45th birthday to Music Soul Child. It's Flo Rida's 43rd birthday. And today would have been B.B. King's 97th birthday. Of course, we gotta bring it home and say happy birthday to some of our folks in KC. Kenny Madison, happy birthday. Dwayne Saucy, happy birthday. And Kenzie Brooks, happy birthday to you. And all of my Virgos born on September 16th. Turn up, it's your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Mimi.
You warmed up your voice a little bit this morning.
I think I did.
Yeah. We finna find out. Let's go.
Just hold on to me, baby. I've been there in a hurry. It's your
whatever you want from me, whatever you need of me, I'm your baby tonight.
I'm your baby. Ecstasy.
Love
I
it.
Love that song.
That's Whitney. I love Whitney.
You going to the Wilson Comedy Tour. Let's go down next Saturday at the Cable Dome Arena in Independence. Plus, you just got yourself qualified for a chance to get $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Loud and proud, tell the town what morning show is waking you up every day.
Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash, $500 in gas.
See me chasing dollars, dollars, bills, chasing dollar bills.
Drop it a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.